The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Honestly, I haven't talked all weekend. My voice doesn't work. Sorry to clear the throat there live on the air, but that's what happens when you take a couple of days off, I guess. Right, Todd?
I wouldn't know. When do I ever take a couple of days off?
Todd Mitchell is here. Your voice working okay today, Todd? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Todd,
ever gotten a haircut from somebody with the sniffles, and then like 5 minutes later, you have a cold? Yeah.
5 minutes later, I'm thinking that you were already getting the cold. I'm no medical expert. But
well, that may be, but let's just say I felt fine until somebody kept, and then putting their hands right back in my hair and stuff. Yeah.
Don't blame the barber.
I think you picked,
oh, stylist, excuse me.
Yeah. Barber?
With a do like you.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a do like me, why even bother? Just cut it myself, right?
Buck aside is usually what I shoot for.
Exactly.
It's about what it requires. Anyway, Monday edition of the program. Welcome, folks, once again. We love finding out what's on your mind, so let's get to it here today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Is that on your speed dial yet, by the way? And also, you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, just studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple of things in the news we're going to tackle here today on the program. And by the way, guests include John Miller from BNSF. He is one of the top members of leadership at BNSF, handles the ag commodity side. Obviously, a lot of listeners, a lot of growers out there experiencing shipment delays. We'll get an update on all of that from the BNSF perspective on the new infrastructure that is online, how that's helping. Looking forward to that update. Any questions you have are certainly welcome as well. Next hour, we're going to talk to Kerry Cutting, who is with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, about the science behind conditioning. There is a question before the North Dakota Industrial Commission on whether or not there ought to be some additional regulation about Bakken crude on rail cars, additional regulation than is really required to be legal right now, which is why I have my, hand on my head scratching, going, "What is? I don't get this. Why are we over-regulating? What's going on here?" And there's a cost with that. It's sort of like, an argument can be made, well, you can't be too careful, but the federal government has minimums. The Bakken crude shipped by rail now meets those standards right now. And so we're talking about going a little further down the path. Why? We're going to ask Kerry Cutting that today on the program. So look forward to that. Big debate that continues to swirl in Washington, D.C. this week on the Keystone XL pipeline. The House has passed it. That happened Friday. May happen today or tomorrow in the Senate. Then what will the president do? We can talk about that. Also curious what you think about there's talk of a government shutdown, and let me just explain what folks are talking about there. The government has been funded until December 11th because Congress is so dysfunctional, and, with Harry Reid running the Senate and the Republican control of the House, the Democratic president, basically they can't agree on any kind of long-term funding. So they just sort of do this in, short tranches. So the last one they did through December 11th. So they have to do some things before December 11th to fund the government going forward, okay? In the lame duck session. As part of that, as retaliation for the president talking about using his pen for immigration because he's whining that, hey, the Senate passed something, but the House didn't, and therefore you guys won't act, so I'm going to just do this by executive order, never mind the Constitution, right? And Republicans are talking about defunding the part of government that would execute his executive order. That makes sense? Sort of a narrow government shutdown to say, we're going to remove funding if you go through with your executive order on immigration. Now, politically speaking, it's risky for governments for Republicans to be in a government shutdown because they always lose the political debate over it. partly because the Democrats are very good at blaming Republicans, and the media is an extension of the Democratic Party. It's just that's just how I see it. You disagree if you like, but that's generally what happens. So politically speaking, and we saw that in polling in the last election cycle, Republicans, more often than not, were blamed, and it was a political liability for the previous government shutdown. So my question to the audience today, do you feel strongly enough about the president's overreach if, in fact, he does go to executive order on immigration to say that the Republicans ought to risk some political fallout and do a limited government shutdown? What do you think? I want to know what you think about that. Okay? So there's one question. We have a couple other things on Facebook going. There's some talk of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department banning the use of drones or unmanned aircraft for hunting. And the interesting little debate emerging there, because some people say, hey, new technology, GPS, you use things, what's the difference here? Or do you think this is a good idea for Game and Fish to ban? I'd love your take on that one. Kind of a fun little question today as well. So there's a couple of topics you can chew on, and let's get to the calls here at 800-228-0550 to talk about this or anything on your mind. Guests at the bottom of this hour, guests at the bottom of next hour. In the meantime, what is on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Dorothy in Bismarck, what is on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I am just calling to remind everyone, Bismarck's United Way Women's Leadership Circle, we're kicking off a new fundraising event. And this Friday night, we're going to have the celebration event at the North Dakota Heritage Center.
All right, so this is a United Way fundraiser at the Heritage Center and kicks off on Friday.
It does. Actually, it's a week-long event. It's called the Little Black Dress Campaign, and there are 80 women in the Bismarck Mandan community who are wearing one black dress for the entire week to illustrate the effects of poverty on women in our community. So Friday night, we'll have our celebration event and announce the total that we raised with this campaign.
Sounds like fun. Reminds me of the Little Red Hat Society. Only this is
a little bit, yes.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Dorothy, thanks for getting a plug in for that and telling us what's on your mind today. Nice of you. But Mike in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I'm very concerned that we no longer have a free press in this country. The only kind of news you can get that has any kind of straightforward facts on it is Fox, and that's very sad. And I fear for our democracy. I don't know how democracy can survive without a free and, responsible press. And when Obama can just go ahead and take the Constitution and trash it with threats of executive order because Congress won't do what he wants, I don't know what to expect anymore and what the future of this country is going to hold. I mean, Congress can go ahead and hold the money back to shut down various parts of government, and I think they should.
Yeah, so that's my first question. You want that fight? You think they ought to just go to the wall on this?
They've got to, because if the American public chastises and punishes the Republicans in 2 years, then it's all over with. You know, they've got to make a stand, and there's plenty of conservatives in this country that want them to fight this complete liberal agenda that is destroying the nation.
By the way, just a quick side note on your media concern. First of all, I share it. As I said at the top, I believe that one of the reasons that you saw political peril for Republicans about the government shutdown is because that's, the media's role is to sort of be an arm of the Democratic Party and always blame Republicans when obviously it takes two to tango. However, don't you think the available ways we get information online and other places makes the big media less and less relevant? In other words, if in fact the big media was as influential as you're worried about, Mike, I'm not sure that we would have had the Republican gains that we had in the last election cycle. We seem to be defying that.
I guess I'll end my discussion with saying that not everybody has got the diligence to go out and find the truth. Most people are just turn on NBC or CBS and ABC, and they sit there and listen to that all day long, and that's all they know.
Sure. It has an effect. There's no doubt about that, for sure, Mike. I just wonder if it is a lessening effect. But it's still, there's an impact. There's no doubt about it. Bruce, in Minot, what's on your mind?
Well, this immigration thing. Everybody is unhappy with an executive order, but Reagan did exactly the same thing in 86. Was there any outrage then? Not at all.
So is your argument just to sit down and take it then? Because it happened in 1986? That seems like kind of a silly argument.
What I'm saying is that when a Republican did it, and Bush also did it, that there was no outrage at all. Why is there outrage now? Because he's a Democrat.
Well, first of all, I don't think we're talking apples and apples in the executive order that Obama is proposing versus what's happened previously.
Very close to it. When the Congress wouldn't do anything, Reagan signed an executive order that let 3 or 4 million people become legal.
Sure. All right. So Bruce is saying, I guess, you know, it happened before, so just sit down and take it now. Not me. Thanks, Bruce.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the Bakken these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. One, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City, 1204 4th Avenue Northeast, if you want to stop and see their selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Stafford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level, and your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
A quick refresher during the break on Reagan in 86, and the difference in 86 is that Congress had passed legislation, and Reagan did add an executive order later that cleaned up parts of it, but it was based on legislation that had passed. What's different, I think, this time is that the president's not getting his way in pending legislation, and therefore is using the executive order. It's like defying Congress. It's going around them, which I think is a little bit different. Not to mention that, you know, the idea that you can say, well, you know, a Republican did this in 86 and nobody cared, and now a Democrat's doing it and people are mad. I mean, oh, my Lord, it's ancient history. I think we look at the situation. Here's the one I'm waiting for. I've been waiting for Todd to say, okay, let's see. The president is mad that the Senate passed legislation that the House didn't take up. Therefore, he's going to use an executive order. Do you know how many things passed the House that died in the Senate at the hands of Harry Reid? So couldn't the same thing be said there? It's sort of like this idea that he can read
the
minds.
Why are you waiting for me to say that?
Just because I thought it'd be kind of fun. I mean, in other words...
I knew you'd be quicker on it than I would.
He's picking out a piece of legislation that he's mad passed the Senate but didn't get taken out of the House. There's all kinds of legislation that's gone the reverse way that he's not taken up. So couldn't we...
Amen.
Todd and I want everything that passed the House that hasn't been passed the Senate. We want him to sign an executive order for that, too. I'm waiting. John and Annetta, what's on your mind?
I knew I should have had the crickets out.
You took care of part of this, but I just wanted to say, I heard that guy on there say Ronald Reagan did the same thing Obama's doing, and he did no such thing. It was legislation. Part of it was sponsored by that lame brain out of Wyoming at the time, Alan Simpson, who was senator. And a big part of that legislation was, we're going to do this one time. We're going to legalize these 3 million people in this country, and we're going to secure the border so we never have to do this again. Okay? Now, 30 years later, we're talking about the same thing because the border was never secured. That's the one, I mean, one part of that legislation never got done, and that was securing the borders. So now we're talking about 20 million people. And then we have a president who says, I don't care what the Congress wants. I don't care what the people want. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. There is no such thing as what Ronald Reagan did.
Yeah, which is why I said that we were not talking apples to apples. But good point on 86 being a prime example of how, if anything, 86 is an example how not to do it this time, right?
It because absolutely is.
That was going to fix it. One-time deal and a prime example where we need to secure the border first before
absolutely.
We go about saying,
and
yeah.
And that's what the American people want. And that's what you were talking earlier about a government shutdown. And insofar as doing whatever they need to do to not fund whatever he does, that's fine with me. I will dispute you a little bit on how badly the Republicans get hurt on a government or on this last government shutdown because they just had a wave election.
They did. Yeah, you're right.
I believe that they were elected to not only to stop Obama, but to also put forward their agenda. But the main thing is to stop Obama and the Democrat Party for what.
But I will tell you this: I think it's fair to say, by any reading of the polls, that there was political peril for Republicans in the government shutdown. Thankfully for them, there was more political peril on the side of the president for a whole host of other things, so it didn't ultimately cost them. But there is a political cost to a political shutdown for Republicans. You know, maybe we ought not care. Because I think even government shutdown is being used in a real narrow sense this time, as I understand it, because they could just pick out the parts of the government to defund that would implement his executive order. So it's not even really a full government shutdown. Linda, Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Yes, I want to say that I think the people really want the Republicans to stand and do what's right. I think the past election, this just past election, said that, like the caller just said, stop Obama. That's what this election was about, to stop him and all the negative, bad things he's doing for this country. This is serious now in this country, and I don't think people want the illegals to have amnesty. Not even, you know, people who have come over legally don't want the illegals to have amnesty. So the Republicans should stand, and everyone's tired of Obama going against the Constitution.
So get a backbone. Get tough and take the consequences, whatever they are.
Yes, that's right. Don't worry about the media or whatever, because, you know what, we the people are not that stupid to listen to them all the time. we know that this is serious and it's time to stop this stuff now.
Linda, thank you for calling. Good to hear from you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. What is on your mind? We want to know so bad. It's the name of the show, folks. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 30,000 jobs, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and a whole host of benefits on a national energy security front as well. NorthDakotaOilCan.com for more information on that. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Darren Fargo, what's on your mind today, Darren?
Well, I agree that the Republicans need to fight tooth and nail this, whatever is going on in Washington. But I really called a comment on the deer hunt, the hunting with drones, and I would think that they should be able to enforce that with existing laws already. I mean, you can't hunt a deer. You can't get off a plane and hunt a deer. You can't have them. I'm not sure what exactly the laws are with electronic devices, but if people are able to remotely hunt, you can set up a gun in the field and sit in your living room and hunt. You know, I think some places have that in Texas or whatever, but I imagine, wouldn't there be existing laws that they could enforce? You know, you wouldn't have to go through all the rigmarole of passing laws just for drones.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're talking about, a ban, so I don't know if they feel like it needs a little more specificity or what exactly they're trying to do, but
right.
a ban on the use of drones or unmanned aircraft.
Maybe it's about having it on the record before somebody asks, before somebody goes and does it. Yeah, there is.
I mean, yeah, no,
that here
is. Yeah, I didn't hear of anyone killing with this year, you know.
But, I mean, here, let me ask you this. If I have a drone, and drones are used now in agriculture quite a bit, it can go up and take a snapshot and look, okay, where are the crops growing better than others? Maybe I can take a look where the deer are, where the pheasants are, or should I be able to use that to observe and then know where to go in and hunt?
Well, I think, I'm not sure in North Dakota specifically, but in a lot of states, you can go up on a plane and look for animals, but you got to wait 24 hours before you can hunt them. I think, obviously there's going to be poachers that are probably doing that already. They're just not caught. You know, and if they are doing that and someone catches them, well, then they should be prosecuted according to that law. But, there is, in most states, a 24-hour waiting period after flying to hunt the animal. Like when you go to Alaska, I know that's the case.
David says on our Facebook page, it's not something that bothers me since I obey all hunting and fishing laws. I'd wave to them as they flew over. Dan says if they use helicopters or planes with a long lens, what would that be any different? No issue with me. We use all kinds of technology as hunters to increase our ability to locate and harvest deer. It's just one more tool in the kit. If used by a hunter, a drone would likely chase the deer off into hiding as well. Somebody else says, I assume only Harold Hamm would have the money to use a drone for hunting. Scott says, ban them. Sooner or later, someone will use one to chase deer off. All right. A lot of different thoughts there. Appreciate the call, Darren. Thank you.
You're
more coming
up
on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26 serving, 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
John Miller, the Group Vice President of Agriculture Products for BNSF Railway, will join us momentarily for an update. We talked to John a while ago and thought we'd be due for an update on how things are coming on the rail shipment delays and the new infrastructure for BNSF. So look forward to that. A couple calls waiting while we wait for John to give us a buzz here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brian, Valley City, what's on your mind?
Talking about this immigration thing, sitting here listening to some of the back and forth on it. Hey, one thing that a lot of people are being deceived by Mr. Obama on is he needs tax revenue in a big way. And he keeps telling this bill or this legislation, whatever it is he's going to try and do with it, as, you know, the American dream. Well, certainly it is the American dream to be here, and I really don't blame the people for coming. But what he's really looking for, in my opinion, is tax revenue. He gets these people working legally in this country, paying taxes, he generates tax revenue, which I don't have any problem with that. You know, we got 20 million people or so living in this country using everything that the American people are using, but they don't have any skin in the game. Well, get them legal, get some skin in the game, and, you know, he's really come out and be forthcoming with what it is he's looking for, because
yeah, well, we'll be waiting a while for that. I think quite honestly, if I welcome other opinions on this. Brian says it's tax revenue. I think it's voters. I think it's building a constituency myself. Todd and Tioga, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I agree with you 100%. I believe it's constituency getting the voters, and they don't have any skin in the game, and if you don't want to come legal, don't come. I work up here with all kinds of people from around the world, and some are very grateful that they have an opportunity to work here and make the money that they are making, and others are here making that money that don't care and complain every day. And I just say to them, hey, get on the plane and train that brought you, go back to where you come from, you know. But I would like to see our Republicans in Congress stick it to them down there in Washington, keep firing one bill after another, and let him wave his veto pen and really show the American people what kind of chameleon we have in the office. And now is the time to stand up and deal with the matter at hand. Let's not worry about what's going to happen in 2016. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and then all of this is rhetoric, rhetoric, rhetoric. So let's do something and show the people that we mean business after coming off this midterm election.
All right, Todd, good advice. And I think Heidi Heitkamp obviously should join that fray as well. And it would be very important for listeners to let her know what you think, too. Rich in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. It's been a while since I called, and thank you for taking my call. This government shutdown threat, we need to do whatever we need. We have to get past it, because regardless of what it is, Obama's going to hold it like a club over our head if the Congress doesn't do what he wants them to do. And regardless, whatever it is, he's going to say, "Hey, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to shut the government down." And so, you know, it's almost like ransom in a form that he's going to continue to do this. So we just need to do whatever we need to do to get past it.
So I hear a lot of call for resolve from voters today on the program. And Rich, you sound the same way. Just fight. Don't cower. Just get in there and fight tooth and nail.
Because if we don't do it now, it's there's going to come a time when we're going to have to do it. There's no doubt in my mind anyway. Thank you.
Hey, Rich, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Our guest, John Miller, Group Vice President of Agriculture Products for BNSF Railway, back on our Newsmaker line. John, nice to have you back. How are you?
Great to be with you, Scott. I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
So when we last talked, it was just a matter of, a whole lot of work ahead on adding a new track and adding new locomotives and trying to reduce those past dues. We thought it'd be time for an update as harvest is wrapping up, and we take a look at all the products that need to get moved out from this particular harvest. How's things? Give us the global overview to start with here.
No, sure, absolutely. We've gone through a pretty successful harvest for the farmer and for the elevator. It's been a big harvest, obviously. Record corn and bean harvest across the U.S. and certainly end up in North Dakota. Very strong, particularly soybean harvest. We have moved a lot of stuff. We're moving record amounts of soybeans right now into the P&W on BNSF, and that means the North Dakota shipper is moving a lot of stuff. When those things dovetail together very nicely. When we last talked, we talked about some of the infrastructure investments. The double track now west of Minot to Glasgow for this year, about 55 miles, is now done and in service. That's wonderful. All the new and expanded sidings in North Dakota and then also into Montana that feed the North Dakota shipper, those are all done and finished. Now, we did get as you full well know and your listeners know, we did get a good hit from winter this past a week and a half or so, and so that took some of our maintenance crews off. But as the weather gets back, we'll get us some of that stuff done too. We got a tremendous amount of work done. Obviously, a wonderful fall up until the night that the cold front came through and the polar vortex. But we got a lot of stuff done this fall. So the double track done, the sidings were done. We are moving a tremendous amount of soybeans out of North Dakota in particular versus a year ago. On our soybeans right now, we are 58% higher on our soybean harvest move for just North Dakota. It's really a big push. The farmer is clearly selling beans for cash reasons and probably storing his corn. But we're seeing a lot of beans move, and we've definitely seen a more consistent performance out of our shuttle network going to the P&W, which is helping do a lot of things out there right now. But mostly providing a good, consistent, and more predictable supply chain for the shipper.
Past dues are something obviously concern growers because they want to get that product to market. How is that effort coming?
Good. We're in a big harvest. As I mentioned, clearly we are in a harvest that has got record proportions to it, and so we've got past dues in North Dakota down to less than 1,000 in early September. We knew that they would go back up and have been talking to customers that past dues would gradually go back up during the whole course of this fall because of the very large surge in orders on us. But frankly, they've gone up and stabilized to a large degree. We are now in the 3,200 to 3,300 car range in North Dakota, but that's been stable now for three weeks or so. We've hit around 3,500 and back down to 3,200, and we're around 14 and a half days, average days past due late. Been very stable. We've been very communicative with customers and making sure they know that when their cars are coming on the non-shuttle network. So actually at the moment, we're seeing a kind of a flattening to the curve on our past dues. because of the because our ability to sort of keep up with it in a velocity.
And you mentioned the double track added. There's obviously been a number of improvements as well. How is that helping? I mean, does that can you point to, hey, okay, we have double track here, so that helps us reduce those past dues quicker than we would have otherwise?
It just helps overall velocity, and overall velocity means better speed across the network, and better speed means we're more consistent on the shuttles, which is big for North Dakota on our turning the beam movement, but more consistent, more velocity and fluidity on the non-shuttles too. Now, we are cautioning folks that if you're going to go east, if you've got manifest freight going east, that's less than shuttle freight going east towards Chicago, we ask those to still begin to still add a few days to the cycle because it's still a heavy network going east. We are expanding two new sidings from Minneapolis towards Chicago, which will help. We're going to be spending a lot of money, we think, next year on the improvement of the capital to that line going eastbound over Chicago. But for now, we'd ask folks to add a few more cycle days there and pretty much consistent with what they've seen. That's maybe not as moving as fast as we all would like. Clearly, Fargo West, where the double track is and where the sidings are kind of pointing towards the PNW, that's clearly seeing the benefit now that's in the ground. And if you're going south out of North Dakota towards south of Omaha down below Nebraska, to markets, those domestic markets, we're seeing a little bit of where we had a few cycle days there too, because you're going through a very heavy coal network on the BNSF. But clearly, the biggest beneficiary to the capital spend and the shipper going west out of North Dakota, which is the biggest market for North Dakota farmers, that's getting the best beneficiary right now of our velocity.
John Miller is the Group Vice President of Agriculture Products for BNSF Railway. If you have a question or comment, growers, here's your chance, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or your email questions or comments, welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tell me your goals as far as, having the infrastructure catch up and the numbers on the past dues. I mean, obviously, North Dakota's a busy place, so a lot of products going out, a lot of products coming in. You are adding, do you see a day where there are zero past dues, or are past dues always going to be there? What are you tracking for?
Past dues are a function of freight demand. It's freight supply, or it's actually commodity supply and freight demand, right? So usually it's and then it's also velocity in the freight itself. So there's really three components to it. So that's the things that, I mean, if we had a very small crop, for instance, you'd have very few, or zero past dues because there just wouldn't be any freight demand. For a small crop, it'd be less needed. But a big crop leading to prices that encourage big demand mean that we're going to have strong demand for it. I think we'll have it all year long. And it's hard to get down to zero when you've got a very strong order book across the system. And frankly, historically, over the last 10, 15 years, this is very normal. We typically see it. Our job, though, as a railroad, is to make sure that you are communicating to the shippers exactly, if it's going to be 7 days late or 15 days late. Because, frankly, as long as shippers get good communication from us about when the days late are, they can plan accordingly around it. The other big part of just where we'd like to be is becoming more predictable and more consistent and less variable. And when you've got a big high growth network that we are operating in, not just on ag but on coal, energy, and on our containers, consumer products. When you've got a very busy network and one event happens or one slowdown happens in one part of a network, it can affect everything else backed up for hundreds of miles. That variability is there. So by adding lots of capital to expand line capacity, expand yards, new locomotives, hiring lots of crew like we've done the past couple of years, and we've got a big surge in all of that this year, we aim to take variability out of it, provide more predictability and more consistency to shippers so that they have a better idea when it's coming. Anybody, and I used to be in the shipping business myself.
We all love that certainty, right? Hang on to that thought.
No,
if you would, John, we'll touch on the other side of the break here. More with John Miller from BNSF after the break. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's that time of year, the season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, the home of Apache sprayers. But you know what? Not just Apache sprayers. They have other sprayers as well, new and used. To find out more at highplainsapache.com, that's their website. You can also find that ET Ag Center. They have over 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Again, not just Apache, but other brand names as well. So if you need a part for a sprayer, chances are they have it on hand. If they don't, they'll have it drop shipped to you in a day. Very quick service, because they have one focus. That's sprayers at High Plains Apache. They are located in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. They're also in the Frontier, just south of Fargo. You can find them online at highplainsapache.com. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. 11 before the top of the hour, rolling on our conversation now with John Miller from BNSF. And before the break, you were just talking about where you're tracking, where you're going, and from the shipping perspective, the challenges. Go ahead and finish that thought, John.
Yeah, and our goal is 2.5 TPM on turns per month on our P&W turns. We were 2.3 last week. We were kind of came into harvest around 2.5, 2.6, dipped a little bit for a variety of reasons, but we're more consistent at 2.3. 2.2, 2.3, 2.4 now, and we'll get to 2.5 here very quickly because we can see our velocity numbers have actually picked up nicely here in the last couple of weeks. So it's an interesting time right now. I'm trying to understand the flows here for the next few months, how they come about. As I mentioned, the farmer's been selling soybeans for cash reasons, and it appears that at current corn prices, they're storing corn. But we've seen a rally in corn prices, as I'm sure you're full aware of. Trying to understand what that means. At a low is around 325 on the board in Chicago, up to 375, 380. And will that cause farmer selling? And will the exporters be able to sell that the export market and create a bigger export program? So those are some of the questions we're asking now.
And be watching that very closely. Obviously, Castleton last week, a train derailment there, another there, having a lot of folks scratching their heads saying, this can't be a coincidence. I know that that some have been related to track, some have been related to actual malfunction of equipment. So it's not as easy as saying, well, you know, that particular location means there's something wrong. But what do you say to folks that say that, I think Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney said it best, that, you know, it's becoming the Bermuda Triangle of railroads. A lot of folks are just scratching their head to say to have derailments of that magnitude in the same area suggests there needs to be some research and studies, whatever it is, to find out why it's happening. What do you say to that?
Well, it's under investigation. Obviously, it disappoints us that we have a derailment anywhere, and you know we're going to look at this one extremely carefully. I know we're going to be going back on every inch of that track and understanding what would have caused. If you talked about the underlying cause, it appears to be a broken rail, but at this point, it's under investigation within our shop, and then we are going to go back and work with the FRA to learn what factors may or may not have led to the break in this case. And we'll get that out there. We'll get the information out there as soon as we have all that. And at this point, it's almost too early to really say. But certainly we're disappointed. The train was an empty train, of course, and there was no harm to anyone. And we're just going to make sure this does not happen again.
How much is weather a factor? You've mentioned that a few times, and obviously it slows down the new rail going in and some of the improvements you're looking to do. But beyond that, on the actual operations, is there an impact?
It does. It depends on when weather's out there. It clearly depends on what how severe weather gets. So we did get below 10 below zero for several nights here this past week across Montana. And on our Montana division, we implemented a weather temperature restriction on our train sizes on intermodal trains and merchandise trains. If your train has distributed power, which grain does not have to be reduced. When you get down to 10 below, and actually at zero, we begin to start implementing our strategy. But 10 below, we begin to reduce the train sizes on things like intermodal and merchandise trains that don't have full power distributed across the train. The concern there is obviously being able to hold the air and hold the brakes under extreme cold temperatures. And so we, for a few days last week, we had that the program started out there on these trains. That does mean less, when we reduce train sizes going across, just like what happened last winter, it means more trains, less long, so you've got less windows to bring trains through, and it just slows up the network a little bit, depending on the severity and how long it lasts. We're now off those temperature restrictions as of this morning. Now we're back to zero and above, but for a few days we were out there doing that, and it creates less windows. It means more crews, more locomotives, but unlike a year ago, compared to a year ago, we have many more locomotives and many more crew members out there that are operating these trains. So we're just better prepared for it because we've had this tremendous surge, as you know, in our capital spend across those sectors.
Less than a minute left, John. Anything else you want to share with our listeners or growers out there, your customers?
You know, one of the things that our shippers are certainly watching carefully is the secondary market on BNSF freight. The secondary market is freight traded between one elevator to another, one grain company to the other. And there's been a dramatic drop in those freight values in the last 4 weeks. They traded as high as $6,000 in addition to our tariff. And again, we're not part of the secondary market at all. And today that market is down to zero, down to par. so we've seen a dramatic drop. We think part of that is our consistency and our predictability has gotten better. That's really driven some premium out of this marketplace. But also the farmer has not been selling corn. I think that's part of it, too. But here we are post-harvest, and we've seen a dramatic drop in those values, which is only going to benefit farmers across North Dakota.
Sounds good. And appreciate the update. Appreciate the access as well. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to chatting again and further progress on all this new infrastructure and improvements on the track. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Scott. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good to talk to you. John Miller, VP of Agriculture Products for BNSF Railway. Back to your calls coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.